in local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the crowd at Normandy Beach, reminding those who took part in the D-Day invasion 80 years ago, there's still evil in the world.
The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending. Here in Europe, we see one stark example. Ukraine has been invaded by a tyrant bent on domination.
The 11 American and one British World War II vets at the ceremony, all receiving French Legion of Honor awards from President Emmanuel Macron. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school that had been serving as a shelter for displaced families in Gaza has left at least 33 people dead, including 23 women and children. The Israeli military says the school was being used as a Hamas compound. A two-year-old boy was killed and his mother injured when a tree struck their home in suburban Detroit. It happened during a tornado. Another twister also touching down in Montgomery County, Maryland. This is ABC News. A settlement reached for a Colorado woman seriously injured while handcuffed in a police car that was struck by a freight train.
Yareni Rios was pulled over by police from Fort Lupton and Platteville, Colorado in 2022 after a road rage incident that police said involved a handgun. They put Rios in the back of a patrol car parked on railroad tracks, according to the lawsuit and trial testimony.
What's going on?
A body camera recording.
I'll explain everything in a second.
Rios suffered severe injuries. One cop was fired. Two got probation. A lawyer for two officers announced an $8.5 million settlement with the towns. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Shoppers at TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods may soon be captured on employee body cams. Parent company TJX says specially trained employees will be wearing body cameras to prevent shoplifting. The company says footage will not be shared unless it is subpoenaed by police. Walmart rolling out bonuses for hourly workers. Associates who've been with the company at least a year eligible for up to $1,000 based on store performance. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Attention, Richland Center. It's time to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. Get juicy boneless pork chops for just $2.98 a pound, or spice things up with marinated boneless chops at only $3.48 a pound. June is dairy month, and we're celebrating with 10% off all Meister cheese. From the deli, try Kretschmer herb and garlic sliced chicken breast for only $7.98 a pound. And don't forget to grab a cold one. Choose from over 100 craft beers and your favorite domestics. Richland Locker, where quality meets value. Visit them today.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the showers that moved through yesterday and last evening generally produced between about 1/10 and 5/10 of an inch of rain across most of the area, so the wet weather continues. Today, for the most part, we should get a dry break, although there will be some showers popping up at midday in the north half of the state, and it's possible a couple of those could graze us late this afternoon, but they shouldn't amount to too much. Otherwise, expect blustery winds wrapping around a storm system in Canada all the way down through the Midwest. Tomorrow looks like a fairly nice day, not expecting any rain tomorrow with a decent amount of sunshine. Heading into Saturday, though, fairly wet again in the morning as the disturbance slides in from the west. Current thinking is that it could bring a quarter to a half inch of rain to southern Wisconsin. Behind that, we dry out again for Sunday and Monday. Temperatures still slightly below average, but on the way up. The next weather system could impact us by Tuesday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny, blustery winds, and cooler than normal. Just an isolated shower possible in the late afternoon. High near 70 with a west-northwest wind 12 to 25. Tonight, some isolated showers early, then partly cloudy to clear. Low at 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and slightly warmer, still breezy with a high of 74. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Chance of rain developing late Friday night, low 53. Saturday rain likely through the late morning. Then some breaks of sun in the afternoon, high up to 72. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy in the morning, low 52, high about 70. Beautiful day on Monday, mostly sunny, low 49, high 74. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 53 with a high of 74. Wednesday, sun returns and warmer, low 57, high up to 79 degrees. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 65 and sunny this morning. Yesterday it was 81. We did pick up another 4/10 of an inch of rain. 57 the morning low today. Record high in 1988, it was 94. So we began a hot, dry summer that year. Record low 37 in 1958. Last year's high 78 and the low 62. Sunset will occur at 8:39 this evening. Sunrise time 5:22, which happens tomorrow morning. West winds are at 5 to 8 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.63, down slightly. No precipitation today. And with sunshine and some blue skies, we're at 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at softball notes as the state softball tournament gets underway. We'll have that for you in just a little bit. Also coming up on details on some Brewer news. The Brewers in action yesterday and played well against the National League's best team, but not well enough to win. Details in just a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The 48th WIAA State Softball Tournament will be held now through Saturday at Goodman Diamond at the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. The single elimination tournament features five divisions. Division I quarterfinals, Kenosha Bradford is taking on Cedarburg this morning, followed at 10 by Sun Prairie East and Watertown. Kaukauna and Hamilton play at noon, and it will be Milton and New Richmond starting at 2. The unbeaten in that field is number one seed Kaukauna. They've won 26 games without a loss this year. And also then you jump to Division 4 for this afternoon. Fall Creek starts at 4:30 against Coleman. And Cuba City is the second seed in D4. They'll play number three seed Auburndale at around 6:30. Division 5, there's one game tonight late. Oakfield and Thorpe meet at 8:30. And then the second game of Division 5 is tomorrow morning at 8, Pacelli and Assumption. The tournament resumes and continues through the day with Division 3, Mishicot and Laconia, and Broadhead and Prescott playing at noon. And then in the Division 2 semifinals on Friday afternoon at 2:30, Mosinee plays Lake Mills, and New Berlin Eisenhower will face Waupun. Five division winners, champions, will be crowned on Saturday. The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference softball selections have been named. Prairie du Chien was the conference champion, going 8-2 during the conference year. River Valley was 7-3. Dodgeville, Lancaster, and Platteville all went 5-5, and Richland Center winless through 10 games. The first team All-Conference members from Dodgeville include Maggie White, a senior, junior Ava Lord, and junior Tommy Krubaugh. From Lancaster, Maddie Hill, a sophomore, Platteville senior Delaney Johnson, and freshman Michaela Schnering. Prairie du Chien senior Scout Hall, freshman Claire Kennedy, and junior Ireland Shaka. From Richland Center, junior Carly Meaden, and River Valley juniors Lydia Willoughby and Tessa Schluter are first team members. Second team All Conference. From Dodgeville, junior Lily Weigel. From Lancaster, freshman Addison Morgan and junior Alea Jackering. Platteville junior Jackson Berengen. From Prairie du Chien, Rita Achenbach, a junior, and senior Emma Abram. And from River Valley, juniors Lexi DeVinny and Leah Makarowski, and sophomore Brooklyn Stokes. The honorable mention Southwest Conference softball players, Vanessa James, a junior from Dodgeville. Lancaster seniors Abby Mergen and Lily Weber. Platteville's Gabby Key, a sophomore, and Alyssa Blevins, a senior. Prairie du Chien freshman Cameron Knapp and Reagan Hanna, a senior. Richland Center with two on the honorable mention list, including senior Riley Schultz and junior Chloe Darling. And River Valley senior Hannah Hegland is an honorable mention. The Player of the Year, Scout Hall of Prairie du Chien. And the Co-Coaches of the Year, Liz Steiner Hall of Prairie du Chien and Jane Briel from River Valley. Tonight's hometown and baseball night league games, Wisconsin Dells plays at Reedsburg, Mazamani at Dodgeville, Black Earth travels to Ashton, and it will also be Schulzburg-Benton at Ridgeway. Cazenovia will host Plain in a nightly game that will be played Friday night at Cazenovia Memorial Ballpark, and that'll be our next broadcast on WRCO FM 100.9 Friday night. It's a 7:30 first pitch time. Our pregame time will be around 7:15. Aaron Nola and two relievers shut out the Brewers on three hits Wednesday afternoon, completing a sweep of the three-game series. The Phillies won 2-0. Milwaukee will have a day to think about it now, as they have an off day today before getting ready for a weekend series. Nick Castellanos, whose 10th-inning double gave his team a walk-off win on Tuesday, slammed a two-run home run to provide all the runs that were needed the very next day, yesterday. As the Phillies went on for the victory, Aaron Ashby absorbed his second loss. The team has placed left-handed starter Robert Gasser on the 15-day injured list with a left flexor strain. The Phillies are now headed overseas for a weekend set against the New York Mets. Manager Pat Murphy has not been disappointed, even though his team has lost this three-game set. He says the team has been hanging in there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
He goes on to say that the losses could help in the long run.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and you hit balls hard and they get caught. It's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground. You know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there to the last pitch.
Elsewhere yesterday in the National League, the Mets 9-1 over Washington, Cincinnati 12-7 over Colorado, San Francisco 9, Arizona 3, Pittsburgh 10, the Dodgers 6. In the American League, Toronto 3, Baltimore 2, Yankees 9-5 over Minnesota, Texas 9, Detroit 1, Oakland 2-1 over Seattle, Kansas City at Cleveland, postponed by rain. Interleague play, Boston 9, Atlanta nothing, St. Louis 4-2 over Houston, Tampa Bay 5, Miami 3. The Cubs beat the White Sox 7-6 for the second day in a row, and the Angels 3-2 over San Diego. OTAs continue for the Packers, getting ready for training camp and getting ready for maybe the signing and extension of Jordan Love real soon. Love talked recently about the team and how he needs to keep improving.
Yeah, I've been here a while, but obviously at the same time, last year was my first year as a starting quarterback, getting those in-game reps. So, yeah, I understand it 100%. This is only my second year going to the starter. So, like I said, I've been here for a while, but at the same time, I'm still learning new stuff every day. There's so much more for me to learn and improve my game. So, you know, I'm just taking it step by step.
Badgers right tackle Riley Mallman is rated one of the best college linemen in the country by Pro Football Focus. Mallman played as a redshirt sophomore last season. The 6'8" athlete was rated the 7th most valuable offensive tackle in the country for the 23 season. He rated high for both pass and run blocking. He was eventually named to PFF's All Big Ten team. He is ranked the number 8 offensive lineman coming into the 2024 season. The Dallas Mavericks and Boston Celtics prepare to tip off in the NBA Finals. The first game of the best of seven is tonight. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
History is made and records are set at the WIAA State Track and Field Meet over the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
There were records set and history made at the 2024 WIAA State Track and Field Meet over the weekend. In lacrosse, Rice Lake's Eliana Shepley headlined things, joining Rare Company as a 4-time event champion, capturing a 4th consecutive title in the Division II 400 meters. It was a team sweep in Division I, as the Arrowhead Warhawks claimed the team titles in both boys and girls. Lakeside Lutheran repeated as the D2 boys champ, while Iola Scandinavia ran away with the Division III crown. On the girls' side, Freedom and Rice Lake shared the Division II title, with Deerfield capturing the D3 team crown. Hortonville's Ben Smith claimed a 3rd consecutive title in the D1 boys' shot put, setting a new state record with a mark of 70 feet, 9.5 inches. His was one of 13 new state meet records set, including Logan Hicks of Arrowhead breaking the previous marks in the 110 and 300 hurdles in Division I.
Also, Osceola's Aletta Uden set new records in the D2 100 and 300 girls hurdles. In addition to Hicks and Uden, there were a total of 17 athletes who claimed multiple individual championships. Among them, Onalaska's Manny Putz claimed the D1 title in the 1600 and 3200 meter runs, plus ran a leg of the state-winning 4x800 meter relay. Visit wisports.net for the full results. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank
Kane Brown featuring Caitlin Brown and Thank God. We have a found set of keys this morning, found in the area of Highway 80 and County Y in that area, and a set of keys that has a key fob and some other keys, but you may be missing those today, maybe not even realizing it. The caller thinking this might have a Buick emblem on one of the keys. But anyway, the number to call is 608-425-8225. If you may be missing those. And sometimes with this day and age with the cars, you don't have to actually have the key in the ignition. You might got the car started, maybe drop the keys or put them on top of the roof or something. And my daughter did that. Loading stuff, put them on top of the roof, the car started, and then the keys went bye-bye. So, yeah, it's been done. 608-425-8225. Well, do you know what today is? Yes, it's the 6th of June. It's not the dark of the moon yet. But you know what happened on this day? A good old convoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye-bye.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. sweet. You can kiss me fast and drive real slow.
That's Gabby Barrett on FM 100.9 and Pick Me Up. Coming up, a chance for a little morning Pick Me Up if you're the winner of trivia. We'll give you an opportunity in just a few minutes. And it is a tough one today, so yeah, get ready. Animal control officers in Michigan are struggling to capture an elusive peacock that has been on the loose for at least 2 days. MLive.com reports a student discovered the peacock on Monday as he was driving to Valley Lutheran High School. The bird fled into the surrounding neighborhood. Animal control officers almost captured the bird Tuesday morning, but it got away, leaving the officers with scratches and the county's animal control center seeking donations for a $150 capture net as well. I've seen pictures. It's a beautiful bird, that's for sure. They're trying to capture that. Also, speaking of wildlife today, a black bear fell about 20 feet from a tree in Salt Lake City after wildlife officials tranquilized it but couldn't provide it a soft landing. The bear survived and was quickly released back into the mountains. Officials had been working to set up a bucket truck beneath the tree to break its fall but could not secure it in time. Crews loaded the bear onto a tube-like cage and administered a fast-acting drug to reverse the effects of the tranquilizers. Black bears come out of hibernation in mid-March, but they are rarely spotted in the city despite its close proximity to the mountains. But all is well, it ends well. The bear is fine. I would imagine, though, he probably walked away and was sore and thinking, wow, man, that was a hard night last night.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's BTUSSEL.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Now 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 66 with west winds around 10 miles per hour. Here are the Eagles. Trivia question of the day is coming up, and the winning answer wins an awesome prize from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Oh, yes, and with the rodeo coming to town already, that's next weekend. In fact, we'll be talking about that very subject in the first half of today's morning show as well. In honor of that, we have a Western TV theme. If you can identify it, you're today's winner. Listen carefully. It's a tough one. Late 50s, early 60s. There were a lot of them on, in fact, 20-some Westerns at that time. 608-647-4155. We'll see if anybody knows it by its theme, and then if not, we'll have to give a clue or two, maybe. Right now, this is Eric Church.
Damn, I used to love this view. Sit here and drink a few. Main Street in the high school. Lit up on Friday night. Down there, it's another touchdown. Man, this year's team is stout. I can hear them going crazy. And up here, so am I. Thinking about you sitting there saying, I hate this, I hate it. If you couldn't stand living here, why'd you take it? Take it. This is my hometown. All the colors of my youth, the red, the green, the hope, the truth, are beating me black and blue, cause you're in every scene. My friends try to cheer me up. I get together at the Pizza Hut. I didn't have the heart to tell that was our place. These sleepy street lights on every sidewalk, side street, they shed a light on everything that used to be. Give me back my hometown, cause this is my hometown. This is my hometown.
Church on WRCO. We have found our winner. Congratulations to Mary Murphy, who knew the right answer. You folks out there amaze me. I thought this was kind of an obscure one. Mary says no. She watches all the old Westerns. This is the theme from Laramie. Laramie, which is still being replayed these days, debuted in September of 1959, ran through 1963. The story of the Sherman brothers and a drifter, Jess Harper, who come together to run a stagecoach stop for the Great Central Overland Mail Company. Starring John Smith and Robert Fuller, Hoagy Carmichael, the great musician, was a part part of that cast as well. And Spring Byington, who was in a lot of early television, she was in there as well. Laramie, good job, Mary. She is our latest winner from WRCO and TriStar Gifts and More and TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Get ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy, E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children age 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there.
Every day we eat, every day we need a farmer. June Dairy Month is a great time to recognize our dairy farmers' dedication to their farms and animals. It's a 365-day-a-year passion to produce wholesome dairy products. So raise a glass of milk, that is, to our local farm families. Along with Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to sell or buy, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. In Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out their options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's internet for everyone from Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y-Connect Wireless.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line GeoWestphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to make this town, burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
Keith Urban on FM 100.9 WRCO Radio. We're at 66 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge today. And cruising through the morning. Boy, it's been going fast. And that's what happens when you're having fun, when you're busy, or you're busy looking like you're busy. That's kind of the case for me. We've got lots of things to talk about coming up on the morning show, including the Make-A-Wish for Cancer Cure Ride, which helps out on Sunday. They'll be leaving Honkers at noon that day and cruising through the beautiful countryside. And a reminder that going on this year, the annual meeting of the Bear Valley Cemetery Association will be Sunday starting at 1 at the Brown Church. And the annual meeting of the Friends of the Little Brown Church Sunday starting at 2. And the Friends of the Little Brown Church, a nonprofit organization formed in 1999 for the purpose of restoring and maintaining the Brown Church and promoting local history. New members are always welcome. Here's Garth Brooks.
I can tell by the way you've been turning men down. Not your ordinary guy is gonna do. You've been waiting for that someone who can turn your head around. Well, now, honey, I'm that special one for you. one that's right for you somehow. But it's up to you, I'm here for years. Till the night I'm disappeared, I'm Mr. Right. Oh, Mr. Right now. And if you choose to be my wife, I would. Love all night long, and in the morning I'd be gone. I'm Mr. Ryan, oh Mr. Right now. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean, so you must find one that's right for you somehow. You guys, well it's up to you. I'm here for years till the nighttime disappears. Mr. Right, oh Mr. Right. I'm Mr. Ryan forever, just until whenever. Mr. Ryan, oh Mr. Right now.
Garth Brooks on WRCO Radio, just ahead of our ABC News update. And more regular features here this morning. What a beautiful day it is, right? We're up to 67 degrees. Not going to be a lot warmer than right now. And we'll have to get ready for, well, maybe some showers later today. We'll see whether or not we can officially mow yard or not. My yard actually surprisingly hasn't grown that fast. It's been maybe too wet. I don't know. Here's Billy Currington.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black.
$4.